Hello, my name is Claire and welcome to the Loud and Clear Accounting Podcast. This is the accountancy podcast where I answer accountancy-based questions. In this series, we're going through the startup questions. So the things you might be asking before you've even begun your business, such as, should you trade through a limited company? And then once we've done that, we'll move on to the questions you might have at the very beginning of your business journey, such as how do you pay yourself and how much money should you be setting aside for tax? In these first couple of episodes, I'm focusing on that very initial question. Should you be self-employed or should you set up a limited company and trade through that? So in the first episode, we went through what the differences were between those two setups. And then in the second episode, I went through the three main things that you must consider before you make a decision. Now, in the last episode and this one, I've been going through some of the pros and positives of being self-employed and trading through a limited company. Now, these are only to back up the points that I went through in episode two. So if you haven't listened to that one, please go through and spend time, just listen to that one first. And then if you listen to the three points and you're still a little bit unsure, then listen to the last episode and this one. And then hopefully between these three episodes, I'll be able to help you to make sort of a confidence decision of what one you should be. Now, as always, given the nature of this podcast, I do need to start with my sort of usual couple of disclosures. The first being that I'm a UK-based accountant, so all the advice I'm going to be giving is going to be to UK-based businesses. And the second is that I'm currently in my office chatting away to myself. So the advice I'm going to have to give is reasonably generalized. And to keep the podcast episodes as short as I can, there are times where I'm going to have to simplify things a little bit as well. So if you listen to any of the episodes and you're a little bit unsure and you would like to actually speak to someone and go through your sort of individual situation, please feel free to go to my website, which is loudandclearaccounting.co.uk. And from there, you'll be able to book in sort of a paid appointment with myself, and we will go through sort of your individual questions there. Last episode, we went through sort of the pros and positives of being self-employed. This week, let's do the same, but with a limited company. So let's get started. The first pro or positive of trading through a limited company is that business separation. So much of running a business and your success depends upon mindset. And I know that sounds a little bit woo and something that maybe a coach or someone would say to you, but it really does. You find quite often with freelancers, there can be a trend where we sort of put our business down and refer to it as just, you know, a bit of a side business or a hobby. And having a limited company means that you need to separate it. So your business does have its own bank account. You know, it does have to file its own accounts, and it can just make it feel maybe that little bit more important and a little bit more, you know, separate to yourself. And that for some people can really help with their mindset, with their business. So I've put that down as the first thing, because we can often overlook that, but it can be sort of quite powerful in terms of the success of our business. The second thing is, because it's separate to you, you can control what you earn from it. So unlike being self-employed, profit from the limited company is not added to any employment income that you might have. So if you are running your business as a bit of a side hustle, or it's going to be too small for the first couple of years to be able to be your sole income. If your employment income is, I don't know, sort of 40, 45, you know, pretty close to the higher rate threshold, you may not want to pay tax on all of the profit that your business makes, because there's probably nothing worse than making, say, £10,000 profit only to be immediately in the 40 rate tax band and have to hand that over to HMRC. So with that separation, it means that obviously the profits will be subject to corporation tax, but that's lower than the personal tax and national insurance bands. And you can then control what you personally earn. So you can possibly engineer it so that you don't go over sort of the higher rate band, or, you know, the higher earner sort of threshold. The final thing, it gives your business time to grow. I went through it in episode 2 when I said about the 3 things to consider when it becomes tax efficient to be a limited company. And sometimes if you believe that your business is going to grow quickly, or maybe, you know, there is always a chance of a jump of income, if you're self-employed, you're always going to be keeping an eye on when is it tax efficient and when do you need to make that jump, and, you know, going through the process of moving your business from one to another. If you're a limited company, it's done for you. You're already sort of future-proofed. You're already sort of tax efficient, providing obviously your profits go over the figures I talk about in episode 2. So that's kind of the main things. It's not, you know, I make it sound like there's not actually that many positives around being a limited company, but I said it's a little bit more future-proof if you're expecting to grow. It's very positive sometimes from a mindset point of view, and it gives you that control over your personal income as well. So I hope that helps. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking about what if you set up a limited company and actually you don't use it. So we're going to be going through sort of dormant limited companies and moving on to sort of the questions you might ask as you begin to start trading. So I hope that helps, and I will see you next week.